Good evening, everyone. So we continue a little bit tonight in the malachos of Shabbos. So we find ourselves now in the next malacha, the next prohibited category of labor, the malacha of dash. Dash literally means threshing. So the Kitzel Choshabbos writes, "Acher asifas hatvua ba'omrim derech ledusha." Ledosha. So after you go ahead and you gather the wheat into piles, remember again, so we had kotzer, which means harvesting the wheat. We had ma'amer, which means piling the wheat. And after that, you have the malacha of dash, literally threshing. So after everything is already in a pile, hainu lahafrish hagarinim min hakash. What's the point of threshing? Remember again, when you want to make flour from wheat, so we know this from our extensive farming experience, that you don't use, you actually use a very small part of the stalk, right? If you ever see a wheat stalk, so you don't really use the stalk itself. And the truth is, if you look at the top of the wheat stalk, most of it is chaff. You just want to separate out the chaff and take the kernels. So the process by which you separate out the kernels from the chaff is called threshing. So he goes on, he says, Todos lefare kitnios mitoch hasharvitim hayaveshim. So on, therefore, on the biblical level, the biblical prohibition of dash is actually threshing the stalks of wheat in an effort to get out the kernels. We'll see the rabbinic prohibition is any time you separate something from a shell or from something in which it's encased. So just to begin some of the rabbinic restrictions, Schita, he says, Gam asr mishum alachas dash, lischot perus litzorech mashke. So one of the prohibitions that come up is you're not permitted to squeeze fruit for the sake of juice on Shabbos. So let's say again, I want to wake up Shabbos morning. Of course, I have to get here by 10 to 9 to get a good seat. So I want to make sure, but I want to wake up a little bit earlier. I want to have a fresh squeezed glass of orange juice. So you say to yourself, what's wrong with that on Shabbos? So again, that's the malacha of dash. It's the rabbinic prohibition of dash. Because here I'm taking the juice, which essentially, again, is encased within the fruit. And by squeezing the fruit to extract the juice, it's not a biblical prohibition, but it's a rabbinic prohibition of threshing. He says, Shegam schitas pri lemashke dome ledisha bitvua. Because the act of squeezing the juice out of the fruit is the halachic equivalent of taking the kernels of wheat from the chaff. V'ainu kimo shesham al yidei disha mafridim hagarina min akash lachinam lasus min lachila. Because in the same way you thresh the wheat, you go ahead and you extract the kernels and make them ready for consumption. Kimo kein b'schita mefarik hamashke min ha'ochel So to again, when you extract the juice from the fruit, you are taking the juice from that which it is absorbed in or encased in, and now you're able to use that juice for a purpose that it was not usable beforehand. When it was in the fruit, it was not usable for drinking purposes, but when you squeeze it out of the fruit, once now it becomes omid l'shtiyah, it becomes ready for drinking purposes, and therefore again, rabbinically, that is prohibited on Shabbos. Emir Tashem, we're going to spend a number of evenings on the mitzvah, on non-mitzvah, on the isra, on the prohibition of srita, and its various ramifications. Rabbi Chanan Gibben Akash Omer, Rosh Keshbach Lezakos, Yisrael Lefichach, Hebalam Termisosh Nehemar, Adonech Mitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.